Little dogs like that, just put them in a blender. Whatever comes out. Yeah, my wife tried to do that with our Pomeranian. And her skills of cutting dog hair, we're going to have to take it in for a redo. Hair's growing out now, but looks like it got put in a blender. It was really, really, I couldn't even explain it. A little short, a little thin, a little long hair, anyway. They get paid good money to, you know, cut them dogs, but it's well worth it for what I'm seeing. They won't take my dog because he bites. I didn't get nailed yesterday, but usually I do. And he right now looks like he's been to a blender. I got most of the top sides and about half his head, and he looks like it. Anyways, I got a sling to hang him up in the closet. So I'm going to hang him up and trim his legs and his tail and his rear end. And I got one of those things, a muzzle things you put on him, so I can keep him from biting. But I had a bunch of pot laying around, and I don't smoke the stuff, so I cooked it, decarbed it, and I ground it up, and I put it in a little gel cap. So I stuff a couple, three or four of those down him, and he's done for the rest of the afternoon. No more fighting that dog.